All today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, the way a good talk show website should be. That's freetalklive.com. You know, we were talking last hour about the Real ID program. There's news out. The federal government's changing the rules a little bit on this, and we brought this story to you. And I said that we were going to continue with it, but I was reading through the rest of the article, and it's really just more of a rehash of what's happened within the past few months. And as you know, if you've been listening to this show, that there have been a handful of states, Maine being the most noteworthy of them, that has essentially come right out and said, nah, not interested in this Real ID thing. Thanks, but no thanks.
See you later.
And so that situation continues to develop, with Maine encouraging and inspiring other usually cowardly state governments to actually stand up and defend the privacy, defend the defend their citizens from this encroachment from the on the part of the federal government.
I think it's just luck that they're defending their citizens. They're really just defending their budgets.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Defending, you know, they're defending their bureaucrats. Well, oh my God, we can't work. We can't ask our bureaucrats to work without at least $10 or $15 million.
I was just trying to give a little bit of credit to these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, normally
they don't deserve it.
Normally, though, they cower in the shadow of the federal government, and in this case, they are, for whatever reason, they are standing up and saying no. And I don't know if the feds are going to come up.
I like that part.
That's right. And I don't know if the feds are going to all of a sudden dig into the taxpayer coffers, take a few $1 billion away from the military, and send that to the states to shut them up. I don't know how this is going to pan out. But one thing that is for sure is that the deadline has been extended by 5 years. And that's, as I predicted, the government always slower than they expect. Things always take longer. Things always cost more than they're expecting. And in this case, it's all turning out to be just the same old crap. Just a different program. And so Real ID continues on very slowly. We'll continue to bring you the latest updates in regards to that. But also in the news from Boston, the most laughable city in America. Remember earlier this, or I guess it was all an entire month ago at this point, that the whole debacle with the light bright signs, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force signs that were placed around something like 13 different cities around the country. They were up for 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, before finally some paranoid person in Boston thought they were possibly were scary or a bomb or something, called in the Boston Police Department, and they went in and blew a couple of them up, and then they spent $750,000 taxpayer dollars to shut down half of the city and go into freak-out mode over a couple of light bright boards. I mean, just proving that apparently Boston is the stupidest city in America. And now there's more proof, right,
well,
Mark?
Not the city itself, just the just the bureaucrats.
Boston bureaucrats. Well, I mean, I don't know. The city, the citizens have to bear some responsibility. I mean, they did, after all, consent.
They're still consenting.
They're consenting
every day.
Right.
I don't have a lot on this, but it's apparently a suspicious package was found chained to a post in Boston's financial district.
And really?
It's been detonated by the police. I think you've probably seen these before. Traffic counters. These boxes that count traffic as it goes as they go
by. They've got the little the wires that go across the road and you run over them.
And they have different types of them, but this one in particular was didn't have the tube that went across the road.
So this is some sort of infrared traffic counter or something?
I can't say for sure, but I've seen things boxes, metal boxes chained to poles before, speed limit signs, right, street signs, that kind of thing. It never has crossed my mind that these might be bombs. But apparently,
somebody thought so.
Yeah, the cops in Boston decided that was the case, and they blew one up. So now you have the bureaucrats blowing up their own stuff. I mean, this is how incompetent these boobs are.
Wow.
Before they
did someone report it, or did they just was it a police officer that spotted it?
It was sort of breaking news, the little thing that I got, and more or less, look, here's footage of police blowing something up.
Yeah.
You know how the news is.
Yeah.
So they were very excited about the thing being blown up, and that's about the end of it. I'm wondering whether Turner Broadcasting is going to have to pay for this, too. I don't know.
I wonder how much it costs to blow that thing up.
$100,000? Who are they going to get to pay for this?
Oh, the taxpayers, of course.
Well, I mean, you know,
the taxpayers paid for the box.
The taxpayers paid for all that stuff,
right?
You know, previously, but now, what are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? Somebody needs to be held responsible for this box.
Oh, you know, that's not going to happen.
This dangerous box that was scaring them. See, this was my point previously. Is now they're blowing up their own stuff.
Right.
I mean, this is how dumb they are.
Yes, they are dumb. These are the people that are protecting you, so-called.
I mean,
yeah.
Here the flashing box, you know, the light bright board could be a bomb. This, you know, traffic counter could be a bomb. Anything could be a bomb. I mean, shouldn't the Boston police just be going around and blowing everything up?
Apparently. I mean, by their logic, yes.
It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, there could be a bomb in my car. Yeah, but please don't blow it up.
It's amazing. I mean, you're right, Mark. I mean, your car could very easily have a very large bomb in the back compartment, and no one would ever be able to see it. I mean, really, do these police really think the terrorists are going to blow up a stop sign? I mean, wasn't it attached to some sort of road sign on the side of the road?
Yeah, it was chained to it.
I mean,
it was a very, very large chain.
I mean, even during rush hour, a bomb that's chained to a stop sign is only going to take out so many cars. There are far better ways to engage in terrorism than a bomb by the side of the road.
I mean, but these people don't even understand how, you know, I mean, this bomb isn't going to do it unless it has shrapnel in it. I suppose that it could kill some people if it was detonated at the right time, somebody going by. But, you know, it's not going to blow up a car. You put a bomb this size full of plastique, it's not going to blow
up any
cars.
It'll take out the stop sign.
Yeah, it will absolutely do that. It's probably going to pick up some stuff. And there's certainly going to be some damage and everything, but, you know,
It's just
out in the middle of everything.
I don't I find very difficult is putting myself in the role of the police officers who are responding to this call, or whoever it was that saw this, or the bomb squad.
Well, the police officers definitely responded.
You know, I just get the feeling that they really take themselves very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We've a suspicious package 103436. Please advise. Sending out bomb squad. Please wait. Don't approach the package. Mm-hmm. Keep the citizens away from the area. I mean, it's just nuts what's going on in this country.
And how someone can look at a story like that and say, boy, thank goodness the government's here to keep us safe. What would we do without them?
My God, they're blowing up their own traffic stuff just to keep us safe. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
You know, when are they going to start killing themselves, like killing each other? I want an intra-government war to break out. I want one government bureaucracy to think that another government bureaucracy has been invaded by Al-Qaeda and just start attacking one another.
That DOT guy over there could have a wad of plastique surgically implanted in his abdomen.
Yeah.
Get him, guys!
Well, you know how the bureaucrats don't like one another. Let's take it to the extreme. Government deathmatch.
It's ridiculous.
1-800-259-9231. Are you somebody who's listening to this show, maybe for the first time, because it would seem to me that if you've listened to the show for a little while, you couldn't possibly come to this conclusion, but are you somebody who actually thinks the government will keep you safe? If you are that person, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you are that person, someone who believes the government can keep you safe, can you cite instances of the government actually successfully keeping you safe? Because this is comedy material. This is bad comedy.
You know, I was just talking to somebody today, and you know, my point to them was, you know, just tell me anything the government has done well, because all that I can tell they do is they do a, you know, mediocre job or fail outright and demand more money in order to do it.
Yeah, their mediocre job, yeah, always costs 3 to 4 times more than what the marketplace would actually spend.
Oh, if you're lucky.
Yeah. And the government programs cost 3 to 4 times more than they even estimate. So, I mean, they just go, it's crazy what goes on. And it's just amazing that the American people can look at stories like this, and they might joke about it. They might joke about it around the water cooler, right, in the morning, Boston businesses. Did you hear those idiots in Boston Police Department?
I don't think they even bother.
Did you hear those idiots? They blew up their own sign. And they blew up their own traffic counter. Aren't they stupid? Well, you know what? You keep electing these guys. Or, if you're not electing them, you don't do anything to put a stop to it.
The thing is you're just going... an elected bureaucrat can't make it more efficient and better. You just can't make government efficient because they're not motivated.
They believe that government can be efficient. They believe that if they just elect somebody different, all of a sudden the whole system will change, and it won't. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Is government keeping you safe? It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, place to go for free stuff, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, or your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. That's SACL, C-A-I.
This hour we're talking about the common myth that government can keep you safe, and it's just not the case. Story after story gives evidence after evidence that the government is just a bunch of incompetent boobs spending stolen money like it's a party. It's like a big party with a big bank account that they could just dip into and spend on all kinds of guns and bullets and tanks and body armor as though it's going to do anything to keep you safe. And they parade around having press conferences talking about all the wonderful things they're doing to increase so-called security, which in fact doesn't do anything to keep you safe, but does a lot to destroy your privacy and destroy your freedom. That's what's going on. Let's go to the phones and talk to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, David.
Long live free talk.
Hey, you're listening on KGEZ. What's on your mind?
Hey, security, prosperity, and partnership. They got like $1 trillion invested into it, man. It's going to be a whole new game they're playing on us. They've had a big old meeting last week up there in Canada, in Ottawa, Mexico, America, and Canada.
You're talking about the new so-called American
security, Union? Prosperity, in the name of security and prosperity and partnership, there's going to be a whole new layer of bureaucracy, more government jobs, more fat people with white shirts on that think that they're God and stuff. It's like a whole new drug war, man. A whole nother new scam.
That's what the war so-called war on terror is. It's like a whole new drug war.
It's going to be a whole new, just like this new carbon taxes, man. If you make pollution, you're just going to have to pay a tax and the pollution will magically go away.
Right. Sure. Let's give more money to the EPA.
It's another scam, man. Why don't they just going to take all of our money, put it in a bank, and then we get the chip so we could just pull it out, right? They want us to start.
That's what
paying.
They like. They want more. Government control, got to have more so-called security, more regulations.
The only way it exists is if we participate. It comes down to sit in. Drop out, sit in, and turn on, man.
Yeah, you're close.
These people to screw off.
I agree with you. It's all about consent. The government's legitimacy only is there. The cloak of legitimacy they operate under is only there because people continue to allow it.
Yeah, but there's these guys in Australia now that could break the back, man. They got this. Did you read about it? It's on the internet about this air compression motor vehicle. Did it. They could go like 200 kilometers.
Wow. On compressed air.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know about that. Now, I know Tesla Motors has
rents something.com.
I don't trust things that are on that website. There might be good information there sometimes. I don't know. But there is Tesla Motors. I know about them, and they're doing not air-powered stuff, but they're doing electric stuff.
Yeah, electromagnetic motors. Well, there's this guy on Johnny Carson in 1982. He had one right on the stage of Johnny Carson, and it could make enough electric for 5 houses. I remember watching it one night.
Way cool. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's some pretty exciting things out there in the world of automotive development as far as alternative fuel and all of that. And if we just get the government out of regulating these things, maybe they could develop a little bit faster.
You know, the oil companies get money for looking for new deposits of oil and that kind of thing. I mean, is that fair? Are the solar companies getting money to, not that they should be, but it's not fair. There's not a level playing field in energy out there.
There can't be a level playing field because politics is politics.
Right.
And it allows politically elected people to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And if their friends are the oil companies, inevitably the enemies are going to be the alternative fuels.
Mm.
And it's not going to change until we do what Dave suggested, and that is stop consenting to this insanity. Stop consenting to this government. Again, in case you aren't aware, the only thing that separates government from the mafia is their cloak of legitimacy. The government is nothing more than an armed gang of violent people masquerading as though they're something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have is they've got these PR systems in place to make people think that there's something special about their armed gang, to make them not realize that that's all they really are. They've got uniforms, they've got robes, they've got courtrooms, they've got this
flags.
Aura. They've got flags, they've got pledges of allegiance, they've
mm-hmm.
got, they run the schools, they run the roads, they're everywhere. So, of course, you think that they're supposed to be there. They've been there since you've been born, so they must always have to be there. Well, that's not true. They're an organized gang of criminals. And you know how I know they're criminals? Because they're using force on people. And that's wrong. It's just wrong to force people to do things. And that's what's going on. And this aura of legitimacy, also elections, are the other factor, on the a major factor to their cloak of legitimacy. So the idea is, well, you elected us to do this. You cast a vote, so therefore we get to subjugate you. Which is, it's absurd. Which came first, people or governments? Which came first? People. So
no,
therefore,
but government came quickly thereafter.
Well, therefore, the concept, at least, according to the Declaration of Independence, you know, is that they got sick and tired of this King George over in Great Britain,
mm-hmm.
so they said, screw you to him, and they formed their own government. They tried to chain it down with the chains of the Constitution mm-hmm. because they knew that governments were dangerous animals.
Well, first they had the Articles of Confederation, and then came the Constitution shortly thereafter.
True.
And traded one King George for another, but...
But the people created this beast called the government. It was not, the government does not own you. The government does not, you don't owe anything to government. Government should not be worshipped. Government should not be lauded. It should be feared. And it should be fought against. It should be resisted. That's what should happen to governments. People need to realize, they need to wake up to the fact that this is an armed gang of people using force on innocents. And that's despicable.
Well, you know, I think that the government, I think the government's necessary, but you have to keep it all hemmed in as much as you possibly can. You know, get it down to the smallest bare bones that
right,
you need to.
That worked really well
because it's going to grow and grow and grow.
Right. Well. Anyway, while yes, that is definitely a good direction to go in if you can actually make that happen, and I still think it's possible. That's why we're going to be engaging in politics this year here in Keene, New Hampshire, running some of our own candidates to utilize their cloak of legitimacy against them, to get people with our mindset elected to start dismantling the state as much as we possibly can. That's the idea. So because they have this cloak of legitimacy, we'll try our best to take advantage of it, to use it to get rid of them.
Right.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelley, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, packet8.net, toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com to take place, to take part, in our wiki. Over 1,000 unique pages created by listeners like you. And you can go there and edit the wiki to your heart's content. That's what it's all about. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. That's W-I-K-I. .freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you? Well, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066, because you can't count on government schools for crap. We're talking about, with this hour, there's sort of been a theme of government and keeping you safe, keeping you secure. You just can't count on these people for anything. In fact, you can't even count on government school employees to keep your kids safe. Like, the government school employees are endangering your kids. And I've got two examples of this. A Pennsylvania principal, according to the AP, has been accused of selling crystal meth from his office.
Oh, no, what? How did this happen?
You think your kids are safe when you're sending them to the government school during the day, but oh no. According to...
it's interesting. You sort of default to that the principal is going to be a good guy. And he's not,
the principal, P-A-L.
And he's not going to go and sell crystal meth from his office, but...
This one did.
He was
doing it after school and on weekends, allegedly, probably during the day as well, was arrested after police found the drug on his desk.
I don't see why he would limit himself. If he's willing to do it from the office, why should he limit himself to after school and on weekends?
There was no indication that John Acera sold the drug to students at Nichman Middle School, where he was arrested Tuesday, said a agent with the DEA. Police said they began investigating Acera. Now, that just means they don't have evidence. That's all. They just didn't catch him selling the drug to students. Police said they began investigating Acera in early February after an informant told them the principal was using and distributing the drug. Acera, who's 50, was in custody in lieu of bail, has an unlisted phone number, and it wasn't clear whether he had an attorney. No one answered the door at his modest row house on Wednesday. A letter was sent to parents informing them of the arrest, and teachers had spoken with the 950 students at the school where Acera had been principal since 2000. Though I guess if he was selling to the kids, it'd probably be pretty hard to keep that quiet. Probably would spread.
Mm-hmm.
So probably he wasn't, but who knows. Lewis, who's the school superintendent, says, "I'm saddened and troubled by these events. I offer no explanation. There is none." That's a fairly honest statement on his part. According to court documents, police last Thursday watched Acera sell a small amount of meth to a customer in a store parking lot. They stopped the buyer, who told officers he'd been to Acera's home 10 to 15 times over the past 3 months. Officials said police then arranged for an informant to buy $200 worth of meth from Acera on Saturday in the parking lot of an Allentown drugstore, according to court documents. On Tuesday, police set up another $200 deal with Acera and the informant, who wore a listening device as he began conducting the transaction inside the principal's office. Acera didn't have enough meth to sell the informant, and he and the informant arranged to meet later that night to complete the buy. After the informant left the building, police entered Acera's office and found him sitting at his desk with a bag of meth next to a glass tube with meth residue and burn marks on it, according to the court documents. Also on the desk was the marked money the informant used to purchase the drug, the documents say. I wonder if he was smoking up in his office.
What else was he doing?
Yeah. Police say that
under... It's really stinky.
I don't know. I've never experienced it. Police said that under normal circumstances, they would have made other controlled buys and tried to work their way up the drug network, but that they had to act immediately because of Acera's job. Says, "We felt that it was important to take him down as quickly as possible," said Martin. And so he has been taken down. The principal, who was... Last time I looked, administrators and principals are administrators in the school system. Administrators make a good chunk of change. And this is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, so I don't know what their budget's like there. But you can pretty much be safe in betting that the principal was making at least twice as much as any teacher at the school. Teachers tend to make $25,000 a year.
I would say that that's a pretty safe bet.
Newer teachers making, you know, in the 20s, high 20s, older ones making more. And administrators usually make at least $60,000, in some school districts, $80,000, $100,000 a year. So this guy, Mr. Acera, was doing
pretty
well.
I'm sure there's some district that's more than $100,000 a year.
He was doing pretty well for himself, and they say that he lived in a modest townhouse, a modest...
Because he's been smoking up the rest.
Well, that's just it. He really, really must be smoking a lot of crystal meth, because if he's spending all of his disposable income on it and still has to deal it, in order to cover his costs, he's a major meth addict. Like, this guy's seeing clouds while he's in a... I remember a story recently about a meth addict who was feeling like he was being chased by an evil black cloud. I mean, once you start smoking meth... Apparently, in the beginning, when you start smoking meth, it's fun that you get a lot of things done. A lot of housewives, for instance, will start smoking meth because they feel like they can get more done in the day. They've got a bunch of energy. They'll clean the house, that sort of thing. And then over time, you start to go nutso. And I don't know how long this process takes, but the more meth you smoke, the longer you smoke it, the more likely it's going to be that you're going to start constantly hallucinating, and you're just going to go off the deep end. So I don't know where he was in his progress, but if he was to the point of doing meth deals to support his habit...
It sounds like he's pretty far along, right?
It sounds like he's pretty far along. So I'm interested to know about that. 800-259-9231. Talking about how the government is the last organization in the world that will ever keep you safe. Look at the quality of government employees, government principals, snorting meth off of a hunting knife in the middle of class in the school day. Selling meth out of their car, the back of their car, in the government school parking lot. And then you've got people like this, South Carolina teacher from the AP, a middle school teacher accused of having sex with at least 5 boys.
Oh, my God.
Some of them students at her school was arrested Wednesday. Police began investigating Alina Williams Ward, who's 23, after school officials recovered a note containing inappropriate messages. Ward, who's married, had sexual encounters with a 14- and 15-year-old boys at various locations, including in the school, at a motel, in a park, and behind a restaurant, from December to this month. So she could have been doing more. But they just caught her with 5.
December to this month, she's had sex with
Five guys.
Yeah, like 14 and 15-year-old boys.
According to arrest warrants, some
of the
victims...
How old is she?
She's 23.
Hmm.
Some of the victims were students at Ward's school, Thomas said. Ward was placed on administrative leave with pay.
Some of the students were?
Yes.
They weren't all?
Probably friends, I would guess. Who knows? She's probably meeting them on MySpace.
Come here and hit my teacher.
A message left for the school's principal wasn't immediately returned, maybe because he was smoking meth. Different school. But you never know. You never know these days. Ward was charged with criminal sexual misconduct with a minor and 6 counts of lewd acts on a minor, according to arrest warrants. She's being held in jail awaiting a bail hearing. So once again, if you're sending your kids to government school, they're at risk. You know, I don't think necessarily that it's wrong for Ms. Ward to be having sex with these students. It may be a professional violation. That may be a problem, but as far as throwing her in a jail cell, I don't think that should happen. And I don't think the principal should be thrown in a jail cell for smoking meth. And that's both personal issues. They're both consensual problems. They should not be crimes. But I bring them up simply to point out the fact that people just have this mythology about government. People believe that it's going to keep them safe, and it's just not. You cannot trust these people as far as you can throw them.
It can only fail.
It is inevitably going to fail, as it does time and time again, and we continue to bring the news to you here on Free Talk Live, and I hope that someday the tides can change, that people will come to the realization that a coercive monopoly, an agency with a monopoly on coercive force is not the correct group to look to for safety. It's just not. So... with that in mind, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nigel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nigel. Nigel in New York. Well, maybe he's there. We'll check back with him. 800-259-9231. On the way, one more story about government keeping you safe. They have arrested an alleged Al-Qaeda operative. And we'll talk more about him on the way. You know him. We've talked about him before. There's an update in his case. And it's pretty sad as well. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Is the government keeping you safe? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralblast. Sucralblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. There's two different locations we'd like you to shop. One is our store, where we sell Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts, classic archive DVD collector's sets, the Free Marketeer flag, and we give away bumper stickers at store.freetalklive.com. That, again, store.freetalklive.com. And we want you to shop at amazon.freetalklive.com for everything else you might possibly need to buy in life. Odds are good Amazon sells it. They've got 35 categories of products, everything from low-dollar items to high-ticket, high-priced electronics. I mean, they've got it all. Furniture, accessories, baby stuff, camping supplies, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Pretty much everything but perishables.
Right.
Well,
Amazon. They have perishables. Well, you mean, when you say perishables, you mean something with like milk, something cold?
Bread, milk, eggs,
right.
Things like that.
Because they do have a grocery store.
They do, but they don't, you know, they sell, you know, more boxed foods.
That will perish eventually. It's just not as fast.
Sure. But that's not what you would traditionally call a perishable.
I guess you're right. Anyway, Amazon.freetalklive.com. You shop there, and a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live, so you feel even better about getting great deals and great Super Saver shipping deals and everything like that. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, talking about whether or not government can actually keep people safe or whatever's on your mind, let's talk to Nigel on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nigel. Trying again for Nigel in New York.
Yeah, can you hear me this
time?
We've
got you, Nigel. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, on the issue of the teacher having sex with her students, you said that you didn't see anything in particular wrong with that. But as somebody with a position of authority over her students, she is. It's easy to imagine that there is some level of coercion going on there, but that really wasn't what I was talking about.
I suppose if she's threatening the students with authority, as far as if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to give you an F, then yes, you're using your authority in an inappropriate way. But I don't get the feeling that this tends to happen. I get the feeling that these kids are just jumping at the opportunity to have sex.
That's probably more likely.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that I went to public schools, and my counselor in elementary school, he would sniff Sharpies regularly. He had this round table where he would sit with students, and there were a bunch of Sharpies on the table, and he would, you know, occasionally pick one up and sniff one, and sometimes he'd, you know, offer it to the student. And
what?
I'm not making this up.
Well, some people just like the smell of them, but...
Really?
You have to really huff a Sharpie to get high.
Well, maybe he just liked the smell of them, but, you know.
Here, smell the Sharpie.
Yeah.
That's a little strange.
It's a little strange.
And, well, he did it quite often. Like, it was about every 5 minutes, so
That's messed up, man.
Well, he's,
that was, it was
really strange.
Bizarre.
And he was a counselor, a guidance counselor.
Yes.
Wow, guiding you into the world of sniffing narcotic substances. That's fantastic. Thanks for the call, Nigel. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Son, where did you learn this?
I learned it from Mr. Richard. He guided me in the right direction, Daddy.
Let's go to Steve in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to remind everybody in the nation how much our government actually owns.
Now, what do you mean by that?
According to the Constitution, they own the military reservations, the post office, and Washington, D.C.
They own more than that, too. They own, I think, a good two-thirds of the property west of the Mississippi as well.
No, they don't own it. It's all public property. They just control it.
Well, own, control.
They really, you know, that may be the case, but, you know, that may be the legal case, but they own it. I mean, try to do what you want to do on that public property. Try to build your house.
I want to remind people that they're supposed to be just managing it,
right,
not controlling or owning it.
Right. Well, they shouldn't even be doing that.
The problem is
they should be selling it.
Right. They suck at managing it, too, because what they do when they so-called manage it is they lease it out to private companies who then come in there, clear-cut, strip
the crap out of it.
The crap out of it.
No, they don't really do that much.
Oh, no, yes, they do, sir.
Take a look and see what they did with what they're going to do with Anwar.
Just because they're not doing it in Montana doesn't mean they aren't doing a lot of that. They absolutely are, and it's very destructive. And even if they're only doing a little bit, they still need to stop doing that as well. Wouldn't you agree?
What they're trying to do in Anwar is the size of a postage stamp on the state of Texas.
But see where you're coming from.
But you understand that some people that own that public property don't want that done?
Yes, I understand
that. Do you think that the land that they're forced to pay for, that their land, it's their land, that they should have, that should be happening? I mean, I think that the federal government has done a really crappy job of managing our land.
Definitely.
Yep, so let's sell it off.
No, let's not sell it off.
Why not?
But we're going to have the government do a better job of managing it.
What's your solution there, Steve?
Let's tell the government, you back off. We the people have control here. Leave it to the local people how to best manage that land.
So you want the federal government to divest itself of the land and give it to local governments?
Not local governments, the local people.
Well, what do you mean when you say that, sir?
Well, basically state governments don't own anything either.
Well, the problem is the public owning of land. I mean, this is, you know, be it federal level, state level, or, you know, county
collectivism
level.
Collectivism doesn't work.
It, you know, even if two people own a piece of land, there's going to be a disagreement as to what to do with it. Land should be sold, and, you know, just like you decide what's done on your land, that way people can decide what's best to do on their land.
Right. Ownership should be clear. Ownership should be, Mark owns this piece of property. Steve owns the property next to that. It should not be, the people own the property, because then government inevitably steps in and says, we're the people, and we own this property. So, really, I mean, who do you want to put in control of property? Do you want it to be the government or individuals? Because there's no the people, Steve. Simple question.
Going way over my head on that one.
It's because we've been inculcated with this concept of collectivism.
Yeah, communism.
Right, and so we need to divest ourselves of that concept, and it's hard to do, isn't it, Steve? Because we've been it's been drilled into our brains since day number one, since many of us went to government schools, and so everybody sort of believes that, well,
me
it's
included.
Democracy. Yeah, right. Oh, democracy's okay. Democracy's good. The people can own things. Well, it's not true. Common ownership sucks. The more people that own something, the more bad things can happen. And thank you for the call, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. When an individual or a group of individuals, I mean, that's still better than the people. I mean, the Nature Conservancy is a group of individuals who have gotten together and said, we want to go and buy some land around the country and preserve it. That's what the Nature Conservancy does. They buy up environmentally sensitive plots of land that they want to take care of, and they take care of it. And I'm sure they have some sort of board decision-making process that where they make decide which land to buy and how to take care of it, and it works for them because they're an independent agency that is not coercively funded. Therefore, it's not true collectivism.
Look at the the quote-unquote national parks here. Yellowstone, Badlands, and just a couple, Sequoia. There's quite a few of them out there, and I don't know whether they're all those ones that I've named are national. I'm no expert in this, but people pay money every single day to go into these things. They are an attraction. Now they're poorly managed, and we end up paying more in order to maintain them than they manage to bring in funds. But yes. Are you telling me that somebody, a private organization, couldn't manage those national parks or parks even
could.
Larger?
Of course they could. There are private parks,
and they would do a lot better than the government did.
And they do.
They
do
wouldn't.
A lot better.
They'd have the right amount of employees because that would be the
because they have incentives. They have profits and loss. They have money coming in, and if they don't have enough money coming in, then they have to cut costs instead of just stealing more from people. Mark, you've got a quick story about another bad teacher, right?
Yep.
What's this one about?
This one's out of Lewiston, New York.
Another government teacher.
Yep, from WBEN. A court appearance for the substitute teacher arrested after two fourth graders say they saw her using cocaine in the classroom.
How do the fourth graders know what that looks like?
I don't know. Joan Donatelli pled not guilty during her brief court appearance in Lewiston Town Court. Prosecutors allege a white powdery substance, which tests later proved to be cocaine, was found in the classroom February the 1st. Donatelli's lawyer, Angelo D'Amelio, wouldn't say his client had a problem with drugs, but did say she's getting help. So
I say it's a conspiracy on the part of the fourth graders. I think they brought some coke in from their parents, put it on her desk, and then snitched her out.
You think so?
They didn't like her. They gave she gave her a bad grade. Gave him a bad grade on the last math test.
Brought the coke in, huh? Where'd a fourth grader get coke?
Their parents.
Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, how else are they going to know what snorting coke looks like?
It is very strange. I suppose you could have seen it on television.
I suppose that's a possibility.
After school specials, don't they show kids what these drugs are like?
I didn't know that when I was in fourth grade.
No.
I guess kids these days, 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. The latest on Jose Padilla. It's not good news. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind as well. This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.